Hey everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to talk a little bit about what it takes to grow from 1 million in revenue to 10 million in revenue, right?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So we have a prior episode of the Startup Chat where we talk about how to get to your first million in revenue. And we talked a little bit on that episode about this concept that today it seems easier and faster for many companies to get to that 1 million mark than ever before, especially if we focus it on kind of the software space and even particularly on the SaaS space, getting to kind of a 1 million run rate. Or ARR rate is easier than ever before. And many, many companies are breaking that milestone. They're breaking it faster and faster. So, you know, what we thought would be cool is to take the next milestone and say, all right, so once a company surpasses the 1 million mark, the next kind of stepping stones and milestones are usually around the 5 million mark and then surpassing the 10. And those are also the areas where there's like resistant lines, right? Where companies have to have usually a tough time breaking through, or where some companies are just like getting stuck and they're many years in the 4 or 5 million mark, or many years close to the 10, but can't quite go through. So I thought it'd be cool to just talk a little bit about our observations, our own experiences, what it takes for somebody to take a business that's running around the 1 million mark and pushing it beyond the 10.
Yeah, let's do some math. So if you're doubling every year at 1 million, it'll take you about 3.5 years, roughly speaking. It'll take you 3 to get to 8. If you're tripling every year, it'll take you, almost 2 to get to 9.
Right.
And so, you know, I think my first piece of advice on anybody that's like trying to go from 1 to 10 is what's your growth rate? How fast can you get the business to grow? Because it's really about how fast can you get to 10. And the reason is like 1 to 10 is actually, I mean, 0 to 1 is obviously very difficult. 1 to 10 is not necessarily much easier. It's just different. Mm. And the growth rate is really what's important in terms of how fast are you growing every month, every year in your revenue in order to go from 1 to 10. And I would say that as you try to go from 1 to 10, everything breaks. And, you know, I mean, these days, like, because I have new things that I work on, I know what breaks at 1 to 10. And so I actually spend more time on the 0 to 1 to take care of the things that break. And because I want a very high growth rate when I'm at 1 to get to 10, that's like my logic. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. What are the things that are breaking usually between 1 to 10 that you're now kind of aware of that you weren't aware of the first time you did that?
Your team.
Mm.
What got you to 1 doesn't get you to 10. What even got you to a product, period, that people love, which means you're probably not at 1 yet, doesn't necessarily scale. Like it doesn't necessarily, those people don't necessarily get you to 1, and then they definitely don't necessarily get you to 10. Because the skill sets tend to be different a lot of the time. And, you know, I think that, for example, what it takes to start something and get to 1 is usually a lot of what I would call just brute force and leadership. What I mean by leadership is you're able to get people to do things.
Mm.
Just get them to do things. You're not managing. So to me, I think this brings up a big point that I have in my mind about team, which is there's a big difference between leadership and management.
Yeah.
Leadership is motivating. Management is managing and running, right? And scaling. Leadership doesn't necessarily scale alone without management. So what happens is you might have, you know, a really strong founding team with a few people who can just brute force build stuff. Right. And that can, and sell stuff, let's say that can get you to 1. But to get to 10, if you want to get there as fast as possible, you're creating systems. You're repeating things. Sometimes when you get to 1, you don't even have things that are repeatable. So you have to step back and say, what do we have that's repeatable that we can keep repeating and keep doing over and over again? And what are the things that we just totally just need to fix? Right. And need to make repeatable. And do we have the right people who can do that? Do we have the manager type people? And that's a big issue. I'd say that's the number one issue in my mind when I think about companies trying to go from 1 to 10 fast. Mm. And fast is what matters. It's not about like 1 to 10 in 10 years. It's about 1 to 10 in as little time as possible, considering your, you know, amount of cash you have, your market and all kinds of wonderful things like that. Right. But like, you don't want to get to 10 in 5 years. Your goal should be to try to get to 10 in within 3 to 4 years, maybe less. Cause these are years now, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you set yourself up, you can get there in 1 or 2. 1 to 10 in 1 year means you've done like some ridiculous amount of work to do that up front. But 1 to 10 in 2 years is about like, you know, is doable, but very challenging. And in 3 years, you know, that's about, I would say, roughly speaking, probably closer to the norm.
But how do you do this? Because in the early days, you need very kind of, you know, generalist, entrepreneurial people that will do
scrappy.
And then once you get to the 10 million mark, you need, you know, more managers, more structures, more things. And most people cannot be both. Like most people can't be amazing first team members when the team is 5 people and then be incredible managers when the team is, you know, 50 or 100 or 150 people large. Most people can't have that either flexibility to be both or examine that growth to go from one to the next phase. Can you really prepare for that and know that up front? Because if you hire a bunch of manager types in the early days where you still figure out what it is you do, they're not going to really be the right fit typically. So how do you find the people that can scale like that?
Look for people who are actually thinking about process, writing things down and making things repeatable that already are in your company.
Hmm.
At about one, you'll have at least 1 or 2 people like that. They might be in marketing, they might be in sales, they might be in product. You know, usually they tend to be in either marketing or product, right? Sales at that scale, and your experience might be different, and I'd love to hear your opinion. Sales at that scale at one usually isn't repeatable. Not like pure play, like you can add more team members and repeat.
Yeah. That's
right?
True.
It still requires a lot of like, you know, usually you might not even have like a manager type person in sales. You might have a founder, but not necessarily a manager. Marketing tends to be, if marketing helped you get to one, then there's some repeatability there because whatever you're doing is getting you leads, you know, for example, or signups, depending on your business, or users. So to me, I just look at a company at one and say, okay, what are you doing? And what are you doing really well? And what I mean by well is you can predict it. Like you can tell what's going to happen next month. It's usually amount of leads or amount of signups, right? If you're not getting signups through marketing or something like that. And some of that has some repeatability to it or at least regularity. So I think there's not repeatable. There's regular, which means it just happens, but maybe you don't know why or you can't repeat it like or make it grow. And then there's repeatable, which means you can make more of it happen. It will continue. You have processes in place to do it. Even like product development sometimes at one is not very repeatable. It's not something where you can build more features easily, right? Or scale. Mm. So like these days, what we do, you know, even pre one is almost do things that you do at 1 million. And that's if we know this business is going to last. So then what we do is we really think through, well, what needs to be repeated? How do we ship product like very regularly, like at a very regular cadence? What are the processes? What's the pipeline for that? How do we do marketing? So what I mean by that is how do we have a system where we start earlier than at one, run experiments on multiple channels? Because to get to 10, you typically have to go beyond 1 or 2 marketing channels that are your core. It's very rare to get to 10 and only have one marketing channel that you're primarily utilizing.
Beautiful. I think that, you know, the summary that, or what I'll add to it to kind of double click on what you said is that, you know, you hear this phrase oftentimes, what got you there won't get you here or something along those lines.
One of my favorites. Yeah.
So the thing is, when you get to a million, when you go from nothing to have something that kind of works, to have that something be $1 million business or surpass $1 million business, there's a certain, I think, success that creates attachment, and that attachment to what got you there then hinders you to get to where you want to go next, right? So the way that you got to the million, it was awesome. You need to stay true to a certain kernel, but you need to be very flexible and very detached from both the marketing channels, the sales approach, but also from the customer you were going after. Maybe the customers that got you to a million will get you to 10, but maybe you'll have to grow out of that customer base into another one to get to 10. Maybe you'll have to, you know, outgrow the kind of the direction of the product and broaden it or narrow it to get to 10. And again, like we say so many times before in many other prior episodes, it's not a destination. Once you got to 1 million, you don't now have product market fit, and all you have to do is now either just keep doing what you're doing to get to 10 really quickly, or, you know, raise a shit ton of money to scale it quickly. Because it's not an end destination. You might have product market fit to 1 million, but if you want to get to 10, the world has now changed in the last year, and you have to completely rethink who you are and how you build product and what you do to be able to grow into that size of a business. So I think attachment to what got you there is really what hinders most. And that goes to people, that goes to marketing and sales channels, those goes to product development, goes to almost anything that you've done. And it's a tough balancing act between staying true to the core culture of the company and the some of the things that make you unique and made you worthwhile, made you get to 1 million, but then outgrowing that and becoming a new kind of a company, new kind of a product, a new kind of a organization to get to the next phase of growth. That once people have success, they get really attached to what got them success. And that attachment is really what slows things down or stops progress.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that attachment is such a good way to put it. It's like you're just used to whatever you're doing. You're stuck in it. Sometimes, you know the attachment? Sometimes attachment is to people.
Yeah.
They started this company with us. I mean, I've spent countless times and I choose, you know, I'm trying to do better on this. Spending too much effort on somebody who's not scaling.
Yeah. That's a tough one. And that's why what you said in the beginning makes so much sense, that you're now much more careful about the people, and you have also the experience to realize that just because somebody is an amazing rock star, you know, in that first phase of the company, does not ultimately make them a rock star for, you know, the entire journey up to, you know, 100 million in revenue, right? Some people can grow from zero all the way up, but most people are just great at a certain portion of the journey. And I think when you don't have that experience, you just assume once you work with somebody that is great, you just think they're great forever. Right. And then when they are not, poses a really big challenge on what to do about it. Right. And a real dissonance. And like, but this person is really amazing. You just try too hard and for too long to make something work that just isn't working anymore. And it would be better for them to go somewhere else where they can be really a rock star, and for you to find somebody that's right for that portion of the journey now for the company.
Yep. Exactly.
All right, let's wrap this episode up at this point for now. If you are listening to us and you're running a company that's, you know, above the 1 and below the 10 million mark, and you're trying to get to 10 million as quickly or as successfully and as happily as possible, you want to share some of the challenges, some of your thoughts, we always love to hear from you. Just always send us an email, steli@close.io, hnshaw@gmail.com. Until that, next time, we'll hear you soon.
Later.
We'll be right back.